As the show begins, the lights come up to reveal Janice Stevens as Katharine Hepburn, 90 years old, in a wheelchair, still feisty, but with her physical range limited by her condition. It quickly becomes clear that actress Stevens, who makes a specialty of playing notable women of a certain age, has once again immersed herself in a complicated, compelling character.
Did I welcome you yet? Apparently not. What a bad hostess. You can see I've become a cranky old witch, as opposed to the cranky young witch the world once fell in love with. Little did they know.
She starts by talking about her family. Her mother was a socialist and a crusader who exchanged letters with the likes of George Bernard Shaw. Her father was a noted doctor whose medical specialty influenced his entire philosophy of life.
Well, of course, my dad has a theory. Dreams are the brain's urination. Get the waste out and flush it down. Never underestimate the urological point of view.
But this intellectual levity soon gives way to this play's primary focus.
Trouble is, Dad died when he was only 80-something. Barely got his feet wet in the old age game. Didn't take to it. Couldn't win. Old age is the undiscovered country. Sorry, Mr. Hammond. Death's a piece of cake.
This role was written for Stevens by California playwright Rick Foster. And together with visiting New York director Peter Sander, they've created a show that reminds you of Hepburn's powerful personality and glorious achievements, as well as what happens to all of us if we live to age 90. The last time these three artists worked together on a show, it went all the way to New York and earned Stevens a Drama Desk nomination. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kate goes to New York someday, too. Catch it while you can during this Sacramento premiere. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.